I come from an old Nevada ranching family with military traditions that date back to my grandfather, Ori Smith, who took his brother's place in the draft during the summer of 1943 and eventually wound up getting sent to Normandy as a combat engineer just a couple of days after D-Day. 6 months later, Ori got himself stuck inside the besieged perimeter of Bastogne with the 101st Airborne Division during the Battle of the Bulge. Somehow he made it through, then finished out his time in Europe helping to put on USO shows as a bareback rodeo rider. Almost 30 years later, my dad was sent to Vietnam. And although he never said a single word about either of the two tours that he pulled up near the Cambodian border with the 4th Infantry Division, which was known to have taken some horrendous casualties during that time, his silence carried enough weight that all three of his sons enlisted in the military. My oldest brother, Travis, enlisted in the Army right after high school, participated in the invasion of Haiti, then later transferred to the Air Force. Next in line was Preston, who hitched up with the Marines. By the time I was a senior in Lake City, California, a town so tiny that our high school graduating class numbered only 15, my brothers assumed that I would join up too, despite my father's hopes that I might break the mold and follow the path he'd laid out by enrolling me in the Mormon seminary I had been attending since 9th grade. My brothers were right. I joined the Army in September of 1999 and was assigned to Black Knight Troop, a mechanized armor unit whose 65 men were spread across 3 platoons, red, white, and blue. In military jargon, Black Knight belonged to the 4,000-man 4th Brigade Combat Team, which itself was part of the 20,000-man 4th Infantry Division. In layman's terms, what that boiled down to was that I was a tiny cog nestled deep inside the world's largest and most sophisticated war machine. It also meant that I was part of the very same infantry division in which my dad had served. My first deployment was to Kosovo, where we performed peacekeeping duties and saw very little action. But following the attacks on the World Trade Center in 2001, I volunteered to go to Iraq. After a 15-month detour through Korea, I found myself commanding an M1A1 armored tank in Habinia, an area about 50 miles west of Baghdad that sits directly between Ramadi and Fallujah. There we spent the better part of 2004 battling hardcore Al-Qaeda fighters who specialized in improvised explosives. We took an average of roughly one IED strike per day. At the end of that first Iraq deployment, we were sent back to Colorado and the entire unit was reclassified from heavy armor to light reconnaissance so that we could start preparing for the type of fighting we'd eventually be facing in Afghanistan. As part of that transition, I was shipped off to school to learn how to be a cavalry scout. 11 months later, in June of 2006, we were back in Iraq, this time in a place called Salman Pak, about 20 miles south of Baghdad, along a broad bend of the Tigris River, and not far from a notorious military installation rumored to serve as a keystone of Saddam Hussein's biological and chemical weapons program. It was also a hotbed of extremist militia, and they did their best to make our lives as miserable as possible. This was where my new training really began to kick in. A cavalry scout is generally thought to function as the eyes and ears of a commander during battle. But in fact, a scout's role extends quite a bit further. We refer to ourselves as jacks of all trades, masters of none, and we are trained to have a working familiarity with, quite literally, every job in the Army. We are experts in reconnaissance, counter-surveillance, and navigation, but we're also extremely comfortable with all aspects of radio and satellite communications. We know how to assemble and deploy 3-man hunter-killer teams. We're pretty good at blowing things up using mines and high explosives. We can function as medics, vehicle mechanics, and combat engineers. And we have a thorough understanding of every single weapon system, from a 9mm handgun to a 120mm howitzer.